Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
The village president of Long Grove, Bill Jacob. Bill, good morning. I still think of Long Grove as a place to go for chocolates. Is it still?
It's still a place to go for chocolates. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, and there's a lot more there, I know. And your downtown has really changed for the better, hasn't it? New life there, right?
Absolutely. No, it's been in progress for a number of years, and some investments were made by the village with streetlights, sidewalks, and so forth. And now, you know, new businesses are coming in. There's property changing hands, and there's a lot of new places to go to downtown Long Grove.
What I'm really interested in is how you repaved something like 87% of your roads without levying a property tax. Do you have some advice for Mayor Johnson here in Chicago?
Well, I mean, you need to be good with your dollars and good planning. It was one of those things where there never really was a financial crisis, and we worked our way through it. And, you know, 10 plus years later, we've, you know, repaved 87% of the roads. But it's just good fiscal planning is what it takes.
And I know you've been an elected official there for more than 10 years. You've been in Long Grove for 25 years. What first attracted you to Long Grove, and what makes you want to stay?
You know, it's always been a special place in my heart. I got married there in 1993, and we enjoyed the community then, and eventually when we were able to afford a place, we moved into Long Grove. So it's just a place I've always liked for a long time, and I'm just happy to see that we're able to keep the charm going as we move forward here.
Tell us about your Guinness World Record attraction in Long Grove.
Yeah, well, the Sock Monkey Museum, the Okins, Arlene Okin, Mike Okin, opened this Sock Monkey Museum up, and they have the world's largest collection of sock monkeys. It's quite it's a museum, and it's a great place to take your kids, and adults enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I am curious how that idea came to fruition. Let's create a museum for sock monkeys. That's kind of wild. That's different.
Well, as I understand it, Arlene, as she was traveling across the country, started collecting and realized she had a huge collection, and then decided that this is kind of a unique thing. We could create a museum, and then we could, you know, it's like, you know, build a bear kind of thing. You can build your own sock monkey, and she just created into a unique destination, and it just sort of happened, you know, through her travels throughout the United States.
What do you got going for the holidays out there?
Well, I mean, now is a good time to shop in the downtown. All the stores have some unique gifts, and you can come down there and shop and you know, enjoy it. We have carriage rides on the weekends that you can come down and do. And the restaurants are open. They're, you know, great places to eat. The breweries, the wine bars, they're all ready for you to come down and check it all out.
You have a favorite place for breakfast or lunch or dinner or dessert?
You know, I love all the places in our downtown. Enzo Lucia's, one of my favorite places is to hang out at the Village Tavern at the bar. I love the Chatterbox, Joni's Pizza. There's so many great places to go. I like them all.
35 miles northwest of the city, it's Long Grove, featured on our Your Hometown series today. Bill Jacob is the village president of Long Grove. Thanks for being with us today, and I hope you have a great holiday season there in Long Grove. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate it.